Good morning to everyone on this lovely sunny Sunday.
So today
we're going to talk about how to we're going to talk about having harmonious relations, having close relations with others. So we'll look at first the faults of not having close and harmonious relationships with others, as well as thereafter look at the benefits of having such relationships, and lastly how to develop such relationships. So at the moment in the Tibetan culture, it is the New Year celebration. So the New Year celebration lasts over several days, and today is the third day of New Year. This is our main festival that we have, our main maybe secular festival that we have. And so it's kind of like a combination of birthday and Christmas and New Year all together. And so it's a big time of celebration in our community.
So if
we think about it, it may seem a little strange that our whole community celebrates right now, because it's also everyone's birthday. So everyone counts their birthday together. So at New Year, everyone gets a year older. And it's a big celebration, because the last year's finished and the New Year's starting. But we also, now as we're counting our age, we're a year older. So we're all a year closer to our death. So looking at it from that perspective, it seems a little surprising to have a big celebration.
So
So the reason that we can point to and say that Lhasa or New Year is celebrated in such a joyous way is on the one hand, so whilst as older people we are certainly could look at ourselves as approaching death, but within our family or our extended family, they are likely to be new children or young children, newly born children, and if not in our own extended family, certainly amongst our neighbours. And this is a cause for joy in families because new children have entered the world, new children have entered the family. And this is always a cause for joy. So here, when new children have been born or young children have their birthdays, then this is always a cause for celebration. And then this habit continues. And then furthermore, when New Year comes, it's a time for new beginnings, for a new future. Then all the problems and difficulties that one has experienced over that previous year, these are forgotten. These are put aside. And included in this are the any conflict or difficulty we may have experienced with other individuals. So those then are seen as last year's forgotten news. Now, during the New Year celebrations, which last for a number of days, then it's emphasized to the way where one has good relations with people, to strengthen those and build them. And where relations have become a bit fractured or a bit distant, to renew those and to once again make those relationships close. So the New Year celebration is particularly important for strengthening good relationships between people.
안에 아직 골 대한 본보다 디오기 레글레한데게 네 전부 다 튕부메디 안에 네 지기지기래 견주제 지기지기래 견주제네 되네 차상 강아제 지기 용거로 난 남미 남미 지기래 삼다베네 안에 간저기 네 지기 남의 바바다 아마다 미팅바 지 전부 메바네 전부 메바지 부다 지우 메바 네 그디나 두부 때라 잡지네 지네 지우 메바 차나 차상 강아 네 소소기 但南美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美美
experiences or what we observe elsewhere, where we see fractious relationships, whether it's within families, and it could be even amongst family members who should be close together, such as parents and children, or certainly in one's place of employment. If one has a boss who communicates with his or her staff in an abusive manner, taking advantage, taking others for granted, then the relationships are difficult. People don't want to go to their place of work. They'd much rather be somewhere else. And so what we see in these interpersonal relationships when things go so wrong, it's due to there being a lack of harmony between people, a lack of feeling of closeness between family members, or harmony between colleagues, or between a boss and their employees. And then on a macro level as well, where there is conflict between nations, then here too, the problems that and the challenges that nations experience were not resolved in a harmonious manner because of the poor relations between the peoples or the leaders of the nations. So all these kinds of problems and conflicts between individuals or between groups come because of a lack of harmonious relationships between each other, a lack of closeness between each other. Let's then now move on and look at what are the reasons why relationships may not be harmonious. So what are the causes for fractious relations? Causes for disharmonious relationships with others are not to be found in the external world. The climatic conditions are not what cause disharmonious relationships. So if there's an earthquake or a hurricane, this is not what destroys harmony between people. Similarly, if harmony is not destroyed over food or clothing or some other kind of material goods. Rather, the causes are not external to one, but are rather internal causes. They are within our way of thinking, our various minds. These are where the causes lie for disharmonious relationships. The question will come, so what is this way of thinking that leads to fractious relations being formed or previous good relations being destroyed?
The
way of thinking with the mind that lead to relationships being disharmonious can be divided into two groups. So the one group, or the first group, would be a way of thinking that is dominated by what oneself wants. So thinking that I want this, and my needs are paramount. So in one's way of thinking and they're from one's activities and way of speaking, physical activities and way of speaking, one is dominated by fulfilling one's own wishes. So in other words, the first category or the first grouping of minds are minds dominated by a selfish attitude, an attitude putting one's own needs first and foremost. Then the second group, this is where one is not concerned about the problems that others are experiencing. And when, or if one has some concern, that concern doesn't go beyond the superficial. It doesn't impact on one's own needs. So here, the due to the desire for one's own needs to be fulfilled being so strong, to fulfill those needs, if others are harmed, if others experience problems or do not have their wishes fulfilled, then one is no longer concerned about the suffering of others or the problems that others experience. So the second group of minds is involved with not valuing others, not seeing others as important, and not being concerned about the problems and difficulties they may be experiencing. And in the first group, this was related to minds which are selfish, minds where one is dominated by one's own interest. So minds that are one's own needs are dominant. So minds which are selfish. So these lead to a variety of activities which bring harm to others, and all because the motivation is primarily to achieve one's own ends, to achieve what one wants for oneself. So this can be, this way of thinking can have very powerful implications if someone with authority is under the influence of a selfish way of thinking. So if you think, for example, of a leader of a nation, perhaps a president or a prime minister of a country, if they are concerned about their reputation, their power and their strength, and they want their country to dominate all those around them so their country can be powerful, then from that way of thinking, they will bring harm to others. And likewise, on a smaller scale, whether it's in business or within families, if one is thinking primarily about one's own needs, one will not be impacted, or will not be concerned about the impact that one's activities have on others, because fulfilling one's own needs is so strong and dominant within one. So for example, if there are a few children in a family, and there is some money to be shared amongst the children, maybe their pocket money, and if one child is particularly selfish, they will try and cheat the others out of some of their pocket money so they could get more. Or if gifts are being bought, they will try to make sure they have the best or the most. And this comes from a selfish way of thinking, a way of thinking that puts one's own needs first and foremost, and not being concerned about any harm that comes to others. The harm that comes to others is seen as insignificant, as unimportant, compared to the great benefits that comes to achieving what they want. So this way of thinking clearly brings destroys any possibility of harmony existing between people and makes relationships fractious.
So this may be quite easy to see on an international level, where we look at competitiveness between countries. So this often comes from the leaders of the country being concerned or only being able to value the benefits of their group, and then not being concerned about the impact that their actions have on others. And this is of course very clear in warfare, but it's also is clear in terms of economic competitiveness, where a nation may be, the leaders of the nation may be concerned only with the material welfare of their people and not concerned about the impact that they have on neighboring countries. And so this way of thinking then of course has an impact in a broad way, of course, in environmental issues as well. And if we look then where conflict is between two groups, such as in a civil war, so this way of thinking is likely to be dominating on both sides of a civil war. And so both sides will have the thought, my group needs to achieve what it wants, and that thought alone dominates their activities. So what they are doing is clearly having a destructive impact on others. But that is seen as minor compared to the goal of achieving their wishes. And this is something we can see very easily on our television screens, where we see cities that have been built up over perhaps centuries, but certainly generations, destroyed in no time at all due to the wish of some wanting to have their needs fulfilled despite the impact on others. So the cause of all this conflict and disharmony seems like a very weak word here, but all this conflict comes from people wanting their needs to be fulfilled, and the wish to have their needs fulfilled, the selfish mind, is so predominant within them that any harm that comes to others is seen as insignificant and unimportant.
So,
The problems that come from the selfish way of thinking is all too evident in the impact that the business world often or sometimes does have. So a business leader who is dominated by this selfish thought of wanting to achieve success, wanting to achieve power and influence and fame and wealth at the expense of everything else, where this way of thinking is dominant, this will lead them to engaging in activities regardless of the cost of others to others. So where we can see plenty of evidence of this is perhaps in environmental impact. And here business leaders may try and mask their environmental impact or have an impact on research that's being done or have an impact on the government agencies that should be overseeing these things. Or likewise, in terms of research and development into new products, if there is evidence that these products may bring harm, if the decision makers are dominated by their own self-interest, they may try and manipulate this research or adjust their marketing, all so that they can achieve power, they can achieve influence, they can achieve wealth and profit, and not concerned about the short or long-term harm that may come to their communities. So here again, the cause of this way of, and then furthermore, so this way of thinking comes from the selfish way of thinking, and the impact that it has is not always that the desired result is achieved. Because when these become, when it becomes known in the future, that these leaders have acted in an inappropriate manner or an illegal manner, at the very least, their reputations are destroyed. Their desired name and renown is destroyed. And furthermore, if laws have been contravened, there is the chance that they may well be prosecuted and imprisoned. So therefore, this selfish way of thinking doesn't necessarily lead to the desired outcome, that can lead to problems for oneself, in addition to the very clear problems that come to the greater community. And all of this comes from this inner mind, this motivation of one's own needs being paramount, the fulfillment of one's own needs being paramount.
ane chamde meba yoye gi chambo de tumbo meba di mena ane kanga tigor chasan la kanga ligor chasan la chambo de tumbo ju gore chasan chambo de tumbo meoye gi gyudan jin di rangdön da rangdö shu chimbo da xian lian ne ba la me jin be sam ni ligor de yin za dang zu ane chambo yoye gi tapsi garche gore se na dang zu rangdö shu chimbo di meba su gore ane xian lian Nebala, Mizim, some loaded mevas, Dini del Pa, Mazu, Dim mevas, D. Docho, or someone eating as a Yakedango for it. Denis down by now, and the Chamdin de Yongri, Chamdin Moyagi, Gendi, Gudima, Meva Savana, then it Chamdin, I Chamdin Gurua.
From the explanation we've had thus far, it's quite clear that from the harmonious relationships come from. Will lead to problems for oneself, lead to problems for others, and therefore it's far better to live in harmony with others, whether individuals or with groups. So the causes of disharmonious relationships are twofold: so a selfish attitude, as well as a lack of concern for the impact our actions have on others, for not seeing the problems and difficulties that others experience through our activities as being that important, or certainly not as important as the wish to achieve my own aims. So to
change our...
Where was I? Okay, can you, am I at the back? Am I okay at the back? Yeah, okay, good. So now where were we? Where was I? So we spoke then about the problems that come for oneself and others through not having harmonious relationships, and that we spoke about the two causes that the lack of harmony comes from. So therefore, to change our relationship with others, we need to destroy those two causes. And those causes only exist within us. They are a selfish way of thinking and a way of thinking that doesn't value the impact our actions have on others. If we change or eliminate that way of thinking, then we will have good and close relations with others. So that is the technique that we need to employ. So now, just to say from my side, when Gina talks and I'm typing, it's going to make a bit of noise because I have this microphone, so apologies in advance.
Yeah,
It's a tough Sunday, huh? So to develop good relations with others, then we need to change our way of thinking. We need to change this a way of thinking that is predominated by our the wish for our own needs to be fulfilled, whether it's at the expense of others or not. So the way to do this is to develop an attitude that sees it as sees very clearly that it is unsuitable to harm others in any way, in any circumstance. So whether we're thinking of our relationships with our loved ones at home, or with our colleagues at work, or the people that we interact with in other walks of life, we need to see that it's inappropriate to speak to them in an abusive manner, or to take advantage of them, or to act physically or verbally in any way that brings unhappiness to the lives of others. And if we have settled that motivation, or settled that way of thinking stably within us, then our way of interacting with others will be very different. We will no longer communicate with others in a way where we are trying to manipulate them, or we're trying to deceive them so that we can get what we want. Rather, we will relate to others in an honest and truthful manner. And we'll still be striving to fulfill our needs, still trying to achieve the various things that are important to us. But the way that we will do that is very different. We will now value others, and we will understand that when we'll value the impact, or see as important the impact our behavior has on others. And whilst we are striving to achieve what our wishful goals, we will not do that at the expense of others, but rather try and achieve those goals, the goal of what we want, through also achieving our goal of having good relations with others, of being harmonious with others.
So this will all come about through having a very stable commitment to not harming others through anything we say or anything that we do. And then this will have the effect that we have good relations with others, because where we currently don't have good relations with others is because of our own selfish minds, our own selfish way of interacting with others. Because those that we don't get on with is because we see them as maybe being not trustworthy, or trying to take advantage of us, or trying to manipulate us, or people that we see as being self-concerned and self-obsessed. So if we don't have good relationships with others, it would also be due to having those minds present within us. So if we make effort to overcome this mind, or overcome this way of thinking, through developing a new way of thinking, through valuing others, and seeing that it's not appropriate to cause any harm to others, then our relationships with others will change, and we'll still achieve our desired goals, but do so in harmony, in cooperation with others.
To develop close and harmonious relationships with others, then the one mind that we need to cultivate within ourselves is the wish to not harm others, to have it very clear within us that through my physical activities or my verbal activities, I should not bring any harm to others. The second mind to cultivate within us is a mind of loving kindness towards all others, a mind of closeness towards others, a mind that is impartial to others, not seeing some as close and others as not important, but rather a feeling of loving kindness towards all others. Now, if one has developed these two minds within oneself, then one's interactions with others will be honest and straightforward, and one will be relate to others in a way that's gentle and kind. And so such a person thinking such a way will still be a very active person, a person who's wanting to achieve things with their life,
but will be wanting to do it in a way that's mutually beneficial. So if such a person was a leader of a nation, then they would want their country to do well, but they'd also want their neighbors to do well as well. So therefore they'd look at developing harmonious relations with their neighbors and for looking at through mutual cooperation to bring about good conditions for their citizens as well as their neighboring citizens. Because such a leader wouldn't only value their group, but would see would value equally those and their neighbors as well. And if a person has developed a mind of loving kindness and has a strong commitment not to harm others, then if such a person, whether they are a leader of a community or an employer, will relate to their staff in a very different way. They will still strive for goals, they'll still want to achieve things, but they'll want to do so through working with others, not at the expense of others. And they would value all others, not just those who can help them in the future, not just those with power and influence, but all others. So such a leader, such an employer, would be very effective in that people around them would want to work with them, would want to be part of this community striving together to achieve goals. And of course within families this is the same as well. If family members have developed minds of loving kindness towards not just each other but towards people in general, and they have an attitude of not wanting to bring harm to others, not wanting to talk or act in harmful ways towards others, then that family will be harmonious. So in all these groups, whether a national level or whether in an employment or a local government level or whether in a family level, if harmony has come through developing minds of loving kindness towards not just one's own group but towards people in general, as well as having an attitude of seeing it as inappropriate to communicate with others in a destructive manner, then one will have a harmonious relationship. Everyone that meets you will enjoy your company, will look forward to meeting you, as will you them. And the way that you will communicate with each other will be in an honest manner, a non-manipulative manner, a non-deceitful manner. And this is because you will be wanting to achieve goals, but to do so through others, through working with others in a harmonious manner. And that means you'll be happy, and all those around you will also experience happiness.
Samlo di jangdor maje bai na gomshi ro maje bai na kapre di le de lamsa na chi ge du jin du ten bu di yo tu ma ro wa chem de jangdor xi go re ge di ne dang ge ge yu ge ne ya lang ye de na da di ring ge xian ya ne bi ge jiao xia de dao ge chi me san ba san chi da ane xian ya chi pen ba da ane chi ge zu bo ro chi su li ne su de su su ge nian zai na da su su ge nian mai na su gang a chi de ge bu su gang a gan de che wi ne de ne le Sosuki, Nibi, Gajogi, Roba Gangchi to the Jin, Sambigi, and then he gets some logic Jawaina, Gedi, Nadu, some dam, and some to the Jang Gomshi Teja, and then he gets a Gedi, Nadile to answer. This number of the Leo and the Galligers and a Milia Kishiva in the Lehar Kartina, Jambuche, Jandin Chedi Gore. Jandin, Jambuche, Michasangi, Shandagi, Sasangi. Sosule Yishili Gore, Mit Tango, Kokotangamas, me Yishili Gore. Ni Yishili Odu, Dini Niga, and Timucha Gore, Timucha Gore. Jesanando, Timumachavati, Yishimaleva, Oko Gohotango said, Kochi Gios, me Toko Saja, and Jinden Sosuki di Chao Dushache, Dinigo, Jesa Yishimalevati, Lega Jandin Majid, Yishili Gomare. Lega Jandin Malevati, Kuno Samnodilla, and then Shen Nibi Chava, and the Anichi, Tavi Samba, Mirbanza.
Jinne
Dinajin Gomji Temena, me you did a blood to stop such a Mayuva Jepa, Samaja Sosina Shachi, me miss Melik, Mimonos de la, you share that Chimbatana Ganjagi, Yorva, Gomshi, the Tapa Timbura Chamotura, Chesan Jun Tigures, Chesan Gomshi, Tevena, and they call Mandugi, Petinajin, Koyu Tama, Zemba Nashin, Rashinko, Egres.
If one has taken some inspiration from this talk and has the wish to have harmonious relations with others, has the wish to be a kind-hearted person and not take advantage or abuse others in any way, then that pleases me greatly. However, if it's just left at that wish and that aspiration, then it's really very unlikely any lasting change is going to come about. Rather, one needs to take this inspiration and train oneself in this way of thinking, strengthen this way of thinking within oneself, and then change is likely to come. So we can take an illustration that you're probably all familiar with. So generally in Australia, wherever you go, the country is very clean. You seldom see litter on the side of the road, and you almost never see someone just throwing a wrapper out of the window. But when you've traveled abroad, you also know that not all countries are like this. In some countries, people have give no thought to what to do with their litter. If they've eaten something and they have a wrapper, it just gets thrown wherever they are. So why is Australia like this and other countries like that? Well, it's not that Australia is a bit more magical and this is a spell that's cast on everyone who's here. Rather, as parents, you'll know, your children had to be told this, and they had to be told this not just once, but many times. And slowly, through them being told many times, they developed this habit. And when they grew up, they now, like you, don't litter. And in fact, it would almost physically feel very strange to take an empty bottle and just throw it on the floor. So this is because a habit has been developed. And this habit came about through parents telling the children not to do this and probably telling them the reasons why. If our country is dirty, people will get sick, and it's also it's ugly, it's unpleasant to see. So then the young child will have heard the reasons why, and they would have changed their behavior, and this change would have become stable within in them. So in other cultures, that way of thinking hasn't been developed, so therefore the behavior is different. So likewise, in terms of our mental development, if we want to change a certain way of thinking and develop another way of thinking, This just through a mere inspiration will not come about. Rather, one needs to develop a new habit. And so all of you are here because you have an interest in meditation. And the way to bring about a change in habit is through this very interest of yours, is through meditation. So here, when you wake up in the morning, develop an aspiration or regenerate this aspiration to become the person you want to be, to turn away from the more harmful ways of thinking that we currently have, to turn away from our selfish way of thinking, to turn away from a way of thinking that disregards the impact our behavior has on others. And here, then, in our meditation, we think repeatedly about the fault of this way of thinking, the harm that it brings to others. And then we think about the benefits of changing this way of thinking, of becoming the person that we want to be. And we think about this repeatedly so that we give rise to the strong wish within us not to be dominated by selfish minds, but rather to be dominated by minds of loving kindness, minds that value others. And then, having given rise to this aspiration, we then think about the interactions that we are likely to have later in the day. So with probably first with those that we live with, later with those that we'll meet in a community or at our place of work. And we imagine interacting with them in a way that that is based on gentleness and kindness. And especially we think about interactions that we may have later in the day, which could potentially be difficult, which could be fractious, and we think about how to handle them more skillfully. In this way, we role play in our mind and we develop, we strengthen a new way of thinking, a new way, and then from this, we know a new way of enacting or engaging with others will come about. And we do this repeatedly every morning. We meditate in this way every morning, developing these new habits. And then when we're going about our activities in the day, from time to time, we remind ourselves, just very briefly, a couple of seconds here and there, about the motivation we set that morning. The motivation of only interacting with others in a gentle way, not taking advantage of others, not manipulating others, but rather being honest and truthful and gentle towards others. And being very aware about the impact of our speech and our behavior on others. And doing this repeatedly over a sustained period of time, a change will come to our way of thinking. And through a change coming to our way of thinking, then we will see a change in how we react to others. When we face difficult situations, we will see we're starting to respond naturally in a different way. So this is the success that will come about through applying ourselves to meditation repeatedly over a sustained period.
Just to conclude by summarizing and saying that what we spoke about today was actually how to achieve happiness. Because all of us sitting here, we only want to experience happiness. None of us want to experience problems or difficulties. And going along with this, we all want to get on with others, and we want others to get on with us. We want others to like us and to want to be in our company, and we want to be with others and our mind to be happy and spacious and gentle. And so the way to do this, to develop close relationships with both those who are loved ones and those in the general community, is to develop this way of thinking that values others, that values all others, and to develop a mind of loving kindness and closeness towards all others. And if we are successful in this, the outcome will be,
for ourselves, we will be much happier as people, and others around us will be happy in our company, and we will have a positive impact on them. So that is, in brief, what we looked at today. So I'm going to finish here now, and there won't be time for questions today, I'm afraid, because Venerable Gyatso is going to be saying a couple of words afterwards. Okay, then. Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you next time.